Now, will you notice in verse 10, the fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Somebody says, I've heard that before in this book. Yes, when the little fellow was in the home, first lesson he was given was the fear of Jehovah, the fear of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. And then the minute he moved out in life, before he even started to school, he was given that again. Before he went to college, he was given that. Now he's entered the college of life and the college of wisdom. This is the university of understanding. And what is his first lesson? He's in his freshman year. The fear of the Lord's the beginning of wisdom. That's where you start. And if you haven't started there, you haven't started, friend. A man's a fool, and that's what this book's going to say. A man is a fool to live without God in this world. You mean to tell me that you're so concerned about safety today, safety on the highway, and safety in the home, and you want security for your old age, and you want to make sure that everything is proper for this life, and you take care of all the insurance and the premiums are paid up? And may I say, I think you ought to do that. I think that's the wise thing to do. But my brother, what about eternity? Are you making any plans? You have any assurance and insurance for eternity? How foolish it is. Oh, how foolish it is to live this life without God. The fear of Jehovah, that's the beginning of wisdom. Now he says, for by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. And that applies to eternity. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. If you want to be smart, then make preparation for your soul for eternity. Now, if you're going to be a scorner, ridicule all of these things, well, my brother, you're up for judgment. This may sound crude to you, but somebody ought to tell you this. My friend, you're on the way to hell. That's where you're going. If I told you that when you went out on the freeway that you'd have an accident, why, you would say, well, say, we got to do something about that. But my friend, what about eternity and where you're going there? Now, this is a tremendous thing. If you want to go on in your own way, you're going to be the loser. The very interesting thing is, a man said to me one time, he was the town atheist in the town where I preach. He said, you know, preacher, I don't buy this stuff about eternal life and all that sort of thing and trust in Jesus. He said, that's all right maybe for some folk, but he says, I don't care for that type of thing. Well, I said, now, I want to say this to you. Maybe you are right. Now, suppose you are right. Then I'm even with you. You and I are going to come out at the same place if you are right. But I said, just suppose that I am right and you are wrong. I tell you, friend, you're in a pretty bad spot. And as an atheist once said, he says, I would be contented if it wasn't for the awful fact that the Bible may be true. Yes, it may be, and if it is, it'll be an awful fact when you turn your back upon it. Now, he speaks here again about the foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple, and knoweth nothing. Now, foolishness runs a school, too. There seems to be a lot of those around. Verse 14, for she sitteth at the entrance of her house on a seat in the high places of the city. She doesn't have to go out in the highways and byways and invite people in. They come to her. This school of foolishness, thousands that are going to schools like that to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. Now, wisdom wants people that'll come that'll be simple. But my brother, you are simple if you turn into the school of the foolish woman. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread of secrecies is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and her guests are in the depths of Sheol, are in the depths of hell. Oh, how many so-called wise men have turned in there and found out, well, how tragic their end was. It was Byron who wrote toward the end of his life, "My days are in the yellow leaf, the flower, the fruit of life is gone. The worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone." Byron, who had everything, good looks, a genius, he had fame, the applause of the world, he had wealth, he had all of these things, and yet he said, "The worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone." That's what it came to for him. And not long ago, a famous movie star in his day was outstanding, married to several of the beauties of the world. And the other day, as an old man, he committed suicide. He left a note. The note said, "I'm bowed with life." How tragic. May I say to you, foolishness still runs a college, and believe me, there's a waiting list. They all want to join. That's the picture of foolishness.